On this episode of No Common Sense, piss and shit stinks. Noah wants to push me in front of a bear, and Levi is a furry.
Thank you for listening to this episode of No Common Sense. In this episode, we do have a political segment. If you would like to skip this segment, please refer to the description below. Thank you for tuning in to No Common Sense. We will be right back after we listen to the sponsors of this episode.
And we're back with No Common Sense.
Hello.
Yo.
Hello, everyone. Today, we're going to be discussing some articles that we found on the internet, because that's what this show is all about. Finding weird shit to talk about.
Just anything that we can think of, find, whatever.
Any mind.
Whatever interests us.
Exactly. Now, sometimes it might be funny. It may be serious, and it might be just something like Levi said, we just like to talk about.
It also may sometimes be a bit political, so there's that.
So we say we'll do a political warning when we do that, though.
Yep.
But so, okay, I believe I'm the first one, ain't it? Ain't I?
Yep. Also, a little note, sometimes we might be a little distracted because we're playing Minecraft today.
We are. Instead of staring at our blank screens, we decided that we're going to be playing.
Mm-hmm. Playing video games, the thing that we do all day. Just kidding. We actually do not.
Say, I have a job. I would love to play video games a lot more, but
I mostly watch movies all day.
Yep. But we play video games a lot. We'll say that much.
We do. But let me go ahead and get into my article here. See, it's like this article is meant as a serious article. Like, it's for real. It's supposed to be serious. But I took it so funny, because who is so stupid that would have to give this advice, okay? This is article from The Guardian. It's amp.theguardian.com.
We'll have links in the description.
Yes, we will have links. And it is about a wildlife, okay? And the title of the article is, it's like wildlife. The title of the article is, U.S. government issues bear advice. Friends don't let friends get eaten.
Okay.
Okay, let me go ahead and get in. Okay, the person who wrote this article is Oliver Millman. Like I said, we'll have this in the description. But let me go ahead and get into it. There are a few potential reactions to being attacked by a bear. Stand your ground and attempt to scare it off, run away, or perhaps curl up into a fetal position and hope for the best. The U.S. government has now, however, officially advised against the most cowardly option, pushing your slower friend over to save yourself. Like, really? Why do you have to sit there and government has to, like, you can't do that?
That's murder.
Yeah, no kidding. But it says, the National Park Service has warned against sacrificing another person to an irate bear, even if you think the friendship has run its course. In a rather informal set of recommendations.
We can't take this seriously. This is, like,
that's what I'm saying.
How stupid
do even you have to if be, the friendship like, has run its course.
Yeah, even if the friendship is not very good, or this is a random stranger and everything, you don't know them, or you know that this person's homeless, just don't push them in front of a bear.
Exactly. Like, although, if I was to choose, I'd probably push Cameron over. I'm just joking.
Wow.
Wow. What a good friend you are.
Yeah.
I know.
Don't worry, I'd do the same thing.
I know you would. I expect it from you.
No,
Am I really?
I would never do that, although I would not stick around. I would run.
I would probably just stand my ground, honestly. That's what they say to do, because a bear can run a lot faster than you.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I left my friend behind once whenever we were walking through the woods on a trail. I left him behind because there was a snake on the path. they started to walk backwards and they tripped, and whenever they got back up, I was already gone.
But yeah, I guess the reason why this whole article spurned, if you read on, it says there's been a record number of grizzly bear attacks in the Yellowstone region in 2020. It says possibly due to the increase of people hiking the region, because, you know, with the current conditions of the U.S. now, what else did they do besides get out in the wild?
Mm-hmm. Well, I could think of a few things. Sit indoors, play video games.
Yeah.
Watch movies.
Watch movies. You know,
but also stuff. Here's also another advice it does say. It says people should not run like dogs. They will chase fleeing animals. It does say, like, certain bears, like, if you can climb the trees, but obviously certain bears will climb the tree and after you do. But this is the funny. It's funny. It says the warning then adds, do not push down a slower friend, even if you think the friendship has run its course.
Okay, again, why is this necessary?
It's the U.S. government, because they put warning labels on salt. Or no, what is it? Those little packets that in the, like, shoes that you get, so I don't get condensation. Silica. Yeah, silica. Yeah, good grief.
Okay, silica can kind of be dangerous, though, I think.
But who's an idiot, besides a child, who's an idiot enough to put it in their mouth?
Okay, yeah.
No, immediately. Who's an idiot, besides a child?
Exactly. All kids are idiot. Anyways.
But yeah,
that's English.
That's pretty much it about...
That's why I did that. I did that on purpose.
Yeah, that's pretty much it about my the article. The rest of it's talking about, like, how to either not fight off a bear, but how to stand your ground and how to act bigger and everything else. It says don't run, like, and you have to, like, use your voice, make you sound bigger than you actually are.
Yep.
So, what do you guys think about the U.S. government giving advice about not pushing friends over?
Well,
I would say that they can't really, like, warn against it, because in, like, a panic situation, fight or flight kicks in, there's no telling what people are gonna do.
That's true, but I don't think my first reaction would be to push my friend down and be like, I'm gonna live, not you.
No.
Okay, I'm the type of guy that is already, like, for crying out loud, it's like, okay, my life has run its course, just take me now.
Yeah. I gotta check something. So, yeah, I'm clicking on my keyboard, I'm on the computer.
So we have to do that, but...
Yeah, do you know how long it's been, because I didn't start a timer?
No, I don't know either. But I would say probably closer to 10 minutes. But, so at least we don't really have to worry about bears really in our region. Although, if you did see on the news, like not too long back, a bear was traveling around this area.
Yeah, but people don't know where this area is.
Well, I know, but we're in an...
As of mid, now.
We're in the Midwest, and we don't really have too many bears in our area. Like, I've had people swear that they've seen one, and then I've had people say they're not even around here.
Yep, and then, it's also, like, wolves are not very common here either. Like, we have mainly coyotes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll get a wolf that travels this far, but it's very rare.
Question, did you say manly coyotes or mainly?
Mainly. I said mainly
coyotes. We have manly coyotes here.
Yeah, we have
manly coyotes.
We got furry coyotes, just, you know, like, we got anthropomorphic coyotes everywhere.
Maybe.
Oh, who? Jesus.
Freaking.
One of us is a furry. It's Levi in the corner there. Say hello.
Yeah, har, 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 har. Now we're gonna get a bunch of hate on this.
Oh yeah. Oh well.
Oh well.
Oh well.
Everyone knows on your YouTube, like, I think we've said it in YouTube videos before too, so.
That's why our YouTube channel's doing so poorly.
Yep.
Probably.
Furries equals zero views.
Seems like it.
Yep. Alright, so I think you're next, Levi, if we're done with Noah's topic.
Are we?
I believe that is all I can think of at this moment.
Yeah.
Alright, so my topic is about a film I've been wanting to see for quite some time now.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so we all know that with that the
situation,
the Fox Studios, or whatever you want to call them nowadays, has made their final X-Men film, The New Mutants.
Yep.
And it's been delayed after delay after delay, that now they've decided to finally release it in theaters on August 28th. This film has had a few other release dates before now. It was originally going to be on April 13th of 2018, and then it was delayed to February 22nd of 2019 to avoid the release of Deadpool 2. Mm-hmm. And then it was then said to release August 2nd of 2019 to avoid the release of X-Men Dark Phoenix. It was then delayed again to April 3rd of 2020 because the Disney acquiring 20th Century Fox.
Yeah.
And then now, because of recent events in the world, it's been delayed yet again. Well, it was completely taken off of the Disney's schedule, and then it was finally put back onto it for August 28th of 2020. Now, a lot of people are telling, like on Twitter and stuff, are telling the company to just put it on streaming already, or you're condemning it to die because you're putting in theaters during the what's going on. But it's actually been said here that there is actually contracts that have been signed preventing the film to go straight to streaming on Disney Plus or Hulu. The contracts specifically state that it has to go into theaters, that it's going to get a theatrical release.
Whether people want it to or not. Also, there's probably going to be some Karens freaking out because, oh my god, people are going to go to the theaters? That's gross.
Yeah, times like these don't need to go in theaters. But anyways, are there even going to be theaters open?
Yeah, that's the main
most
problem.
Recently today, I saw that IMAX has put a tweet out there advertising The New Mutants, and it said that it's still releasing on August 28th in theaters, and it said in select theaters.
So. I would say probably not around here, if I was to guess.
Yeah, we might as well just say what state we're in. We're in Illinois, which is the worst state in the union. Well, maybe not the worst.
Minus California.
And New York. We're probably third. We're probably third worst. We really hate this state. Honestly, all of us do. I think.
Yeah.
I think most of us want to. I'm going to say all of us want to get the hell out of Illinois.
Yes and no, because this is my home, this is all I've known.
Yeah, family.
Exactly, family.
This is where your roots are.
This is where my roots are, and I don't want to leave, but it's getting to a point where it's ridiculous, and
it's inevitable.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Thanos, it's inevitable.
Yeah, it's gonna be the snap, we're just gonna snap right on out of here.
Yep.
That was terrible.
Transitioning, snap it.
But yeah, so thoughts on them actually releasing the film? Like, they're sticking to it. They're saying that August 28th of 2020.
Well, I would love to support it, but if there's no theaters open, then I don't see how I'm going to be able to do that.
This will be the last X-Men film produced by 20th Century Fox.
Let's take a moment of silence for Fox being an independent company. Let's just take a moment of silence. Moment of silence over.
I mean, even though that On the film, it's actually advertised as 20th Century Studios.
Yeah, which is another thing that I hate. I wish they would have called it Fox Studios, but they just don't want the word Fox in it, apparently. So, I think Fox Studios, though, would have been, like, nostalgic, because apparently that's what the company was originally called. It was called Fox Studios. But anyways, that's a little
Yeah.
tidbit.
But yeah, like a lot of people are calling the film cursed. Even the I think even the cast members have like referenced people calling it cursed. So they're like at the Comic-Con at home with their little teaser trailer at the end when it said in theaters August 28th of 2020, they put like a little thing next to it saying fingers crossed.
Yeah, at
But
this
my
point, I'd be that way too. Like, we want our film released, and I.
And like I've heard all positive reviews for it.
Which is kind of rare for an X-Men movie.
Yeah, like the last few have been kind of lackluster. I mean, they're still entertaining, but meh. Yeah.
Disney's been doing a better job with Marvel, anyways. I mean, besides Sony's done a good job of Spider-Man.
Well, I mean, it's. I mean, like, Sony and Marvel have teamed up to do Spider-Man.
Yeah, but Spider-Verse was not Marvel related, and it still
Yeah.
did really well.
And there's still, like, the whole debate whether or not Venom is in the Marvel Cinematic Universe or if it's not. I'm not gonna get into it here, though.
Yeah, but what I think about this whole the whole thing about it going into theaters is I think it should, and to be honest, I think more things should open back up
Yeah,
because
we're all
if
in the reopening camp because
yeah,
we've had like
we've had enough. I'm tired of this now. I before people get jump on me for doing, be safe. That's what I can say. Be safe with what you're doing, but it's to a point where we can't stay shut down. It's just we can't.
Yeah,
People are
we
bored. People are literally, the depression rates have gone like sky high because of there's nothing to do.
Yeah. I mean, I can say that it's been like a like I've had a depressing summer. Like it's been horrible. Like
Yeah,
I
it's been
wanted to
like
go
a
swimming.
downer. I mean, I've gone swimming a few times.
Yeah, but not everyone's family has a pool or one that we could drive to that's nearby. Like the nearest family member is like 45
I
minutes
mean,
away.
I say, heck, I'll admit it, I swim in a creek.
Yeah, but I don't like swimming in our lake 'cause it's got cotton mouths.
Well, what do you think a creek has? It's literally in the middle of the woods.
I know, but I'd rather be with people. Like, I'm not gonna go walk all the way over there, just which is about a mile away. I'm not gonna walk all the way over there without having someone with me.
Yeah.
But anyways, that topic's kind of exhausted, and honestly, it's kind of a depressing topic in the first place. So let's keep it lively on No Common Sense. Let's try to keep it a bit more positive.
So,
Positivity's dead.
Yeah,
You're
that's
probably.
wow.
Anyways.
But Levi, do you have anything else to add to that? Best add to your topic.
I mean, I would like to support the film, and I say, and I'm gonna watch this movie one way or another, whether it's in theaters or I get it on DVD, or if it does go to streaming at some point, I'm going to watch this film.
Yeah. He is a very dedicated Marvel fan, and
I mean, it's like a it's X-Men, it's horror. It's like a new thing that hasn't really been done.
I really just want to support it just because it's kind of an indicator that things are getting back to normal, even though they're kind of not. But I want those indicators that things will be okay.
Yeah, exactly. I feel you.
Over to you, Cameron, for your article.
All right, so this is gonna be a political alert.
Oh no.
Great.
How could have I have guessed that?
Okay,
If,
I've
as you
never
can
heard of
tell,
this
on
group.
before you start real quick, as you can tell, Levi is not the political type because oh great is first.
No,
I thought that was you, Noah.
I'm really not a political person.
Okay, I've never heard of this group before, but the article title is Occupy City Hall Protesters Were Pissing and Shitting in Subway Grates.
Gross.
G.
I gotta switch from game to article. Now, the Occupy City Hall protesters turned the city into a literal toilet, using subway grates as makeshift latrines during their month-long encampment in Lower Manhattan, an MTA supervisor revealed Wednesday as workers cleaned the foul mess.
Oh my gosh.
That's disgusting.
Moment of silence for those people having to clean that up. That's freaking gross.
Moment of
Moment of
silence for
silence over.
Moment of silence over, exactly.
all the people who were here were going to the bathroom in the vents, the transit boss said. Okay, I'm trying to read it. They were shitting and pissing in the vents. They were using this as a facility, as a bathroom. It's unbelievable what's in there. All right, here's the main one I want to. Here's. Which one is it? There's a line that's like, feces and urine have a smell, the worker added. Okay, if feces and urine don't have a smell, I'd be very concerned. Okay, and
Yeah.
of course, shit and piss stinks. Like really? Stating the obvious. Unless you have your nose cut off or something, I don't know.
Don't know, Cameron. Some people may not know these things.
Either that or
Some
some
people may
people.
just be dumb.
Yeah, or maybe some people think it smells good. I don't know.
Oh, good heavens.
I mean, strange people out there.
Yeah, like golden showers and such.
I will not get into names, but I have a
But golden
friend that,
showers.
no, I used to have a friend, or I do have a friend, I don't used to. I have a friend that used to do drugs, and he was heavy into those drugs, and then he got clean and sober, and he used to tell me about one way, now he didn't do this, but one way when people were so desperate, like a way to get high is they literally take like a 2 liter bottle, pee and poop in it, and then like snuff it.
Oh
Ugh.
my God.
Yeah, it's a thing, he said. He was like, "This is the
Oh,
grossest thing I've ever heard
Jesus.
of."
Oh.
It just sounds gross.
He said he ne obviously he said he never did it, but he was around people that did. And I'm like, "That's freaking disgusting."
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just like some people that want to do drugs, like, crush up Smarties and, sniff them.
That's what kids in my like grade school used to do.
Oh,
I'm not
Yeah,
joking.
my
Anytime
friend actually
they
showed
would
me
get
that too.
Smarties, they would like crush them up and snort them.
I'm so glad I went to a Christian school.
Yeah. We me and Levi both went to public school, and I've seen this
I've been to two
myself.
different schools.
Yeah, I've been at my school my whole life, but anyways, does anyone have any thoughts on my article, Occupy City Hall Protester?
Other than crap and pee stinks, gee, I think I already knew that.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. It says, apparently there's human shit everywhere, the worker said. That's another thing.
Well, no. Obviously.
MTA spokes. Okay, here's what the spokeswoman said. Kayla Schultz. It's Schultz, said that the grates provide ventilation for the subway system, but noted that there's a pan that catches anything that goes through.
Wow.
No, and would you say, and we said pee, poop, and other things? What? A used condom is probably one of the things that you pound.
Probably, I would say probably
Probably.
drug needles.
Oh, yeah. A lot of things.
It's New York. What do you expect? Like, New York City is
True.
a shithole.
True. Very true.
I mean, like, it has really nice buildings, guys, so don't get too offended. We're okay with New York City existing, kind of. I mean, your mayor is awful, but anyways.
Well, jeez.
everyone hates Bill de Blasio. Like, a lot of people hate Bill de Blasio. It's not, like, even, like...
Don't even know who that is.
The mayor of New York.
The mayor, yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously now I do, but I'm just saying before, I never even knew who that was.
Yeah, because you don't watch the news.
No, I don't. The news is depressing.
I like to say politically aware, and so should you. I think some of this stuff's funny. Like
I like to stay aware, but I'm not. I mean, I'm into politics. Don't get me wrong, but I'm like not like heavy on it. And like, I'll tell you what I believe, but I will not force something down somebody's throat.
Yeah, I mean, like, no matter what your beliefs are, I mean, they could be wrong, but you know, just believe in your beliefs because you know it's a free country.
Yep, absolutely, and that's the way I believe it should stay. Free country.
Free speech. Free speech is very important.
Yes, for anybody. No, I don't care what you believe. It's free speech, for crying out loud. It's freedom to do. This is America, for crying out loud.
America.
All right, political alert is now over.
Yay.
Levi is... Whew, that's nice. It's like, I'm glad that's over.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so yeah. Now, what are we gonna move on to?
Apparently. Yeah, as you say,
so dead silence
caught me off guard there.
Kinda. Man.
Okay, actually, I think I know what we could address. So, we did our premiere of our first episode on YouTube. What was it? It'd be 2 Mondays ago? Yeah, 2 Mondays ago. We're recording this on a different day, you know,
yeah.
Making sure that we prepare, but 2 Mondays ago, we did the YouTube premiere, and in the comments, we got asked some questions from one of Levi's friends, and I think it was, what is your favorite scary movie? So we can go ahead and go around, and we can all get answers for that question.
Suppose.
Say, if you want me to go first, I'll go first. I am not huge into scary movies. Obviously, you guys know that, but I have watched a few. I think my favorite is probably Split.
Oh, what's that filmmaker's name?
M. Night Shyamalan?
M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
All right, Levi?
That's a really tough question. Because, like, recently I've been watching more scary movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really like the It films from 2017 and, what was it, 2019?
I think so.
Which, you know, I've watched bits and pieces of the original It, which I've just recently bought on DVD.
Mm-hmm. It's very
I've watched Pet Sematary,
mm-hmm.
and like right now I'm working on watching the Halloween franchise. So, I've also seen Critters and Jeepers Creepers.
Beetlejuice
isn't really a scary movie, it's more like a family movie. Beetlejuice is a family movie.
Yeah.
My favorite scary movie... I guess if you want to call it scary, it's more hokey now, but it's like one of the most memorable movies that I can think of is Eight-Legged Freaks.
Hmm.
It's a movie about giant spiders.
I've never seen it.
I could have guessed that's what they were talking about.
Like some radioactive waste got dumped into into some water, and crickets drank it, and then there's a spider farm not too far away, and so the guy went up there to collect food for his spiders, and like now the spiders are like filled with radioactive stuff that makes them grow to like much larger size. Now they're like attacking the townsfolk.
I think I seen like a clip of this in Lilo and Stitch, I believe it was referenced.
No, it's not a black and white movie.
Oh, okay. I think that might have been something else. All right. I guess I need to go now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't watch too many scary movies, honestly. I will say that, yeah, this is going to be a shock to everyone, but not really. I would say probably one of my favorites is probably The Howling from 1981.
How did I guess?
It was.
I had that in my mind.
It was actually a really, like, the practical effects in that are really good, and like, I don't think any of, like, the modern werewolf films have been able to compare to the quality of what they did in that movie. I'd say probably in second place is The Monster Squad and everything. It's got kind of like the classic monsters. Like, it does have the Wolfman, but it also has like Dracula, Frankenstein, Creature of the Black Lagoon. Yeah, it's interesting. It's kind of 80s hokey kind of, but it's kind of nice. It's, you know, a good
change. Can I interject?
What?
Actually, I'd have to say, like, the most recent scary movie that I've seen that I'd say was really good, and I highly recommend people watch it, is The Invisible Man that came out just this year.
Oh, yeah. I can also say that that was also really good. I watched it with him, so I was there.
I think one of the funniest, like, horror movies that I've heard of, that I've just seen the previews. I've never watched the actual horror movie, but The Visit, whenever they were telling their grandchild to get in the oven to clean it, like, who in the heck would actually do that?
Yeah. I thought you were about to say, like, scary movie, and I was about to, like, die inside. But, anyways. I mean, if you like that movie franchise,
I say, when aren't you dying inside?
I'm always dying inside. I always hate everything. But anyways.
But on the topic of movies, what movie are you most like depressed about with everything that was going to be in theaters that you can't watch because they postponed it to next year?
I can't think of anything really.
Say, well, me, it's.
Think of two films, actually three films.
Well, me and you guys already knew this, was the Fast and Furious, the 9. Oh, I was so upset whenever I heard that they postponed that.
I forgot about that, to be honest.
Cameron forgets about one of his favorite film franchises.
It's not one of my favorite film franchises. I mean, it's good, but I wouldn't call it my favorite. No, it's triggered now.
No, I will admit they are, like, it went from, now, the Fast and Furious films were never just about street racing. I hate when people are like, oh, we went from street racing to robbing banks and this and that. It was never all about street racing. Yeah, there was more in the first movie, but you got to think here, it was really just about got these people that were street racing, but on the side to get their money to build their cars and to have their garage open and stuff, was robbing, like, trucks on the road to get, you know, their things and resell them.
Mm-hmm. See, this is kind of like new information to me because I haven't really seen any of the Fast and Furious movies. Mm-hmm. I've seen bits and pieces. Like, the one that's, like, most memorable to me is seeing them, like, stealing an entire, like, bank vault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fast 5. Yeah, Fast 5, I believe. Yeah, because that's the Fast 5. It's because that's when Dwayne Johnson was first introduced into the franchise.
I think I heard that in Fast 9, I think I heard that John Cena was going to be in that.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I remember the scene where they had the car, like the Charger, I think it was, and then, like, they literally pulled it apart or something, or, like, he literally flipped a car over or something. I don't remember exactly, but it was like a grappling hook or something, and that, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember exactly what happened in the scene. It's been too long, but.
Yeah. But there's been 10 confirmed movies that will come out before the series ends. I don't know. I doubt they'll end by that. I have a feeling that they'll end up having longer, to be honest, like doing it more later on.
Everything has to come to an end at some point.
I totally agree. But just Fast and Furious is a money-making franchise. Money making.
Anything that makes money will last a lot longer than, like, look how long Mickey Mouse has lasted.
I'm just curious on how they're going to bring Han back from the dead. That's how I'm, what I'm curious about. Like, he died.
Maybe he never died. Maybe well, it was a fake.
It wasn't. He didn't die, obviously, but, like, I'm wondering how they're going to do it.
They're obviously going to say that his death was staged or something.
Oh, yeah, something along the lines of that.
Probably, I don't know, I would think, like, some, like, I don't know how much the government plays into that franchise, but maybe it was, like, a government cover-up or something, I don't know.
Say it government wasn't really, stage. It wasn't a government cover-up, but, like, his car was flipped over. They didn't see him in the car. The car blew up, but they didn't show on the movie about him in the car when it blew up, so they'll probably say he got out and ran off or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Anyways, that was interesting.
I would say, like, right now it's kind of up in the air, but, like, so far, the Black Widow movie is still said to be coming out November 6th of this year. Mm-hmm. So, we're just waiting to see, because Disney has already announced that their live-action adaptation of Mulan is going to be heading straight to Disney Plus. It's going to be skipping theaters. But the catch is, you still have to pay to watch the movie. It's like a pay-per-view thing.
Huh, go figure.
Even though it's on Disney Plus, I'm saying even though it's on Disney Plus, they're going to put it on their streaming service, you still have to pay $30 to see it.
Obviously, because it's Disney anyway to screw your butt over.
But, so we don't know if Black Widow's going to meet the same fate or not. But the two Marvel movies that were supposed to come out this year, that have been delayed to next year, that I'm wanting to see, are Morbius and Venom 2.
I still haven't seen the first Venom movie, and I really need to.
It's a decent film. It's not the best. It's basically, like, obviously it centers around Spider-Man's villain Venom, but it's, I think it's kind of like a Spider-Man movie just without Spider-Man. It's like they kind of like play Venom out to be like an anti-hero.
In that
like
one.
Like a quote-unquote good guy that kills.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that was not the arc of the original character.
No. Well, I don't know the comics, so I'm strictly a film person.
Yeah, you'd have to ask the comic fans to know for sure, probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they're kind of not, they don't really like the movie people sometimes.
No. They're not too friendly to the movie people.
Sometimes. Just depends. Some are kind of a fan of both, but just depends on who you ask, probably. Find a good fan that likes both. Alright, so recommendation time.
Recommendation. Woohoo.
So, we've got recommendations this week for any kind of content that we think that you should check out.
Indeed.
Alright, so who wants to go first? Because it's not me.
I suppose I can.
Alrighty.
Alright, so it's August, obviously. And you notice how most stores are already getting some of their Halloween stuff out. Mm-hmm. Getting spooky early. So why not get into the spirit of it and check out Disney's Hocus Pocus.
That is a decent film.
I've never watched it. I kind of need to.
Yeah, I've actually.
I've only ever seen it once, and it's all right. And it's not really my favorite, but I still say that other people may like it.
So it's kind of I wouldn't really call it a strong recommendation. It's kind of sounds like middling, like maybe check it out, maybe don't.
Yeah, it's up to you.
It's pretty much what I'm saying. It's up to you. Well, it's just a recommendation.
We can't force anyone to, take our recommendations,
Yes, we can.
Yes. We just like We just, like, go around. We like, Noah gets his Camaro and just shoves it people into the trunk. Watch this shit!
Oh, good lord. I don't know. The trunk's pretty roomy, honestly.
I know, just, like, how many adults could it fit, though?
I don't know.
You know, you know what they say, though? Camaros are popular with murderers.
Aw, oh, gee. Don't blow my cover. Shush. Jeez, Cameron.
Sorry. Just ignore everything that I just said.
Yes, ignore the fact that we have a murderer here amongst us. You never heard that.
Yeah, that didn't happen. Alright. Anyways, next recommendation.
I'm guessing you want to go last then.
Yep.
Okay. Alright, well, my recommendation is actually Cameron showed me this, and I thought this was hilarious not to recommend. And it is from Ross Creations on Facebook. I'm sure that Ross Creations is on YouTube, but I didn't look into it. But they do have an Instagram. It's Instagram. It's obviously at Creations Ross. And it is about a guy who is trying to sell obviously fake games to GameStop. Like, for instance, like Grand Theft Auto. What is it? Sonic the Restaurant.
Yes. Need for Speed Meth Addict.
Yeah, Need for Speed Meth Addict.
That's my favorite. It's
freaking hilarious, dude.
Big Chung is the game.
Yeah, you just go and check it out.
Call of Jury
Duty. Yeah.
I'm listing them all off.
Yeah.
Anyways,
that's really
his
need.
Recommendation, not mine, but I was going to help fill it along.
Yeah, but you guys check it out. It's funny.
It's funny.
It's funny.
It's definitely hilarious.
Don't make fun of my stutter.
I'll do what I want.
Bitch.
But you can't stop me.
All right. Now it's time for my recommendation. Alright, so like I said in the last episode, I'm a big fan of EDM music. So I'm gonna recommend, if you're into EDM music, and even if you're not, if you just want something to check out, this song, I found it just today. It's a song called Revive by Leon. And it's just got, like, a really smooth vocal pattern, like the vocal, or the, I don't know who did the vocals, it actually doesn't credit the vocalist for this one, but she has a nice voice and the beat's really good, so that's my recommendation.
Alright. So is that everything? Everything covered?
I think so.
Say, well, guys, if that is everything, if you guys are watching the premiere on YouTube, please ask us questions. We would love to answer questions for you guys, because that's what this is all about. See, we're not about, yes, we have order to this, but it's called no common sense for a reason. We will spur off at any moment with any topic. It's just whatever.
We just
feel.
Go off with tangents.
Yeah, literally.
Tangents, rants, whatever.
Yeah, I think that it'll get crazier as time goes on. We're definitely going to try to make it even crazier. We're going to have holiday specials. Again, I'd like to do some kind of trivia night at some point. Just do some fun experiment with this podcast, you know, because this podcast is just random. You know, there's no structure or flow to it. We just do whatever we feel like, so... I mean, we'll have a general. You'll have the general idea. We don't make sense. We're three male idiots. So.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I'm not a male. Sorry.
I identify as a female today.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
Jeez.
Yeah. Let's not get into that before we get a lot more hate mail. All right.
Hate mail. All righty.
Also. Oh yeah. One more thing that I almost forgot about. Check out our YouTube channel. It is LAS Productions. I'm LAS Cam the Alpha Wolf. Levi is LAS Arrow Stormclaw, and Noah is LAS The Legend O1.
He is that one guy that we don't really talk about that much.
Oh, and also we have MC Nightmare SB. I had a little slip there. And he's another member of our channel. We also have social media. We have Twitter, at LES Prods YT, I think.
LES, yes, you believe.
Or Prods YT. I can't remember our Twitter too well. Also, LES Productions on Minds. We have an Instagram. I think it's LES Productions on Instagram, I believe.
It's LES Productions YT.
Yeah, okay. And LES Productions also on Facebook. So we're on a lot of the social media platforms. Oh, and we're also, yes, BitChute. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
LES Productions on BitChute.
Yeah, BitChute's actually booming.
Yeah, it's doing pretty good. So if you're a BitChute fan, we're also there. Right, I think that's it.
If that say, stay tuned for the next episode in the coming weeks.
Yep, it's gonna be
for more nonsense.
Yep, next 2 weeks.
Boring nonsense.
Boring nonsense.
Yeah, to be
honest. Trying.
We're trying.
We're trying. Yeah,
I think we're all tired today. That might be what's going on. I mean, I'm trying to keep it lively, but
say, speak for yourself.
I'm kind of tired. Sorry, everyone.
Speak for yourself.
Again, more nonsense. We're
am we're not we're tired.
Done. We're done. We're done. We're done. We're done. We're done. We're done.
Cue yes.
The outro.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to No Common Sense. If you enjoyed this insanity, then please give us a 5-star review. You can find this podcast on many platforms. Just search for No Common Sense. See you in 2 weeks.